There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. See, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die.
Chideva Dehastu, Chideva Loka, Chideva Bhutani, Chidindriyani, Karta Chidanta, Karanam Chideva, Chideva Sarva, Paramartha Rupam. Everything, the body, the world, beings, sense of organ, the doer, the internal doer, everything that you behold, Chidindriyani, Karta Chidanta, everything that I see is the spectrum. It is the part of the same consciousness. When the vision is elevated to such a lofty stage that everything that you see appears pure consciousness, there is no dichotomy. Everything appears as one homogeneous consciousness. And this is the aim, Paramartha Rupam. You don't see the difference. The elevation of the consciousness frees you from all the struggles that happen in the basement. A man was dying. His son was sitting by his side. The man said, "Look, son, wealth does not bring happiness. The son said, "Of course, Dad. I'm not a fool to think that money brings happiness, but at least I will be able to choose the unhappiness which is agreeable to me. At least I am able to choose this sorrow, a better sorrow." And this is the entire psychology of humanity. They seek fulfillment outside. They want pleasure which comes from outside, even though they know that everything that they are doing is contributing to sorrow alone. In the hell, they want a VIP suite. But after all, it is the hell. A better sorrow. A better unhappiness. Because the very search is outside. Unless and until we realize and see the fountain of bliss which is within us, this mad search will go on. We enter into the third day of this pure life. From suppression to sublimation. We love to be a lead sitter, to sit on the boiling pot and call it spirituality, where there are 1001 burning desires within, and we call it spirituality. The suppressed mind becomes pressure. The transformed mind becomes power. Unless and until we understand the hydrodynamics of soul, what happens? Hydrodynamics is the branch of science that deals with liquid motion and the effect of pressure on solids immersed in liquids. A suppressed mind is like an underground river. There is a river which is flowing and it is dammed up, obstructed. Now what will happen? A river which is obstructed, either of the two things can happen. First, the water will become stagnated, foul. Second, it will burst. And when it will burst, it will cause havoc. It will destroy everything. That's why, if you want to become pure or holy, just because you read it somewhere, just because there is simple desire to become pure, the result will be frustration. The result would be ego. The result would be irritation. celibacy or brahmacharya is fire. But there is every possibility that it becomes frustration. If this desire is not channelized, suppression is slow suicide. The river, we are not against river. We are not against the flow of river. It is to give a new channel to this river, a new direction. Otherwise, what the moralists, the priests, the books, the scriptures have taught till now is suppression. You do it because it has to be done. You do it because it is written in the scripture. You do it because it is the dictates of some spiritual leader. You do it because it is the commandment. You do it. It is the spiritual injunction. You do it. It is the decree. So all those orders, all those spiritual dictations cannot make one brahmachari. Brahmacharya is not suppression. It is the transformation. Brahmacharya is the sublimation, is the purification. It is a spiritualization of everything which is material. And when it comes in this way, it becomes superpower. So the first principle is not separation, but transformation. Not stopping, but giving a new direction. And this is the master key that unlocks the treasure, a vast treasure which is hidden. It is not repressing the flow of river. If you try to do that, the river will cause limitless sabotage. The second is the fire of direction. This is very important. Why is very important. Purpose is very important. If one becomes a celibate and there is no vision, it will be utter debacle. If one becomes celibate and there is no goal, there is no vision, there is no aim, it will be utter fiasco. As I said, brahmacharya is superpower. If you don't use this power in some creative thing, it will lead to frustration. It is like a billionaire who refuses to spend a penny and he dies a miser. So also, this is a great power. This is a great wealth. If this power is accumulated and it is not utilized, it will burst. It will cause explosion. That's why this power should be utilized for art, for service, divine work, some creative work, or search of truth. Brahmacharya needs a vision. Brahmacharya needs a why. why I have to do it. If that vision is not there, if that why is not there, it will be like a pressure cooker. Intense pressure. It will burst. So, it's not important how to do it, when to do it, how intensely to do it. The most important question is why? The vision, the goal, the aim. That's important. Unless if there is no higher goal of life, better not to do it. Go in the world and enjoy the sensual pleasures of the world. At least there would not be any crisis within, no friction within, or continuously there would be a conflict. Just now somebody has emerged from a very toxic relationship. Imagine a person. Recently the person has emerged from extremely toxic relationship. There's no time even for recovery, and the person is making friends with another person now. He or she is beginning a new relationship, a new friend. There is so much upheaval in emotions just now, and again they are entering into a new bond. It is such a dangerous situation. Minds are immature. Every new relationship appears attractive. In fact, it is just the new decoration over the old sorrow. It is the new decoration of sorrow. It is the sorrow coming in new form, but it appears attractive. It is a journey from one frustration to another frustration. Better frustration. Stop. Pause. Breathe. Rethink. Give yourself time. See it in all its totality. Every relation has an expiry date. It started with A, point A, and it ended here, D. See it fully before you think of starting anew. The mind is playing the games. A man goes to a doctor and says, I am suffering from insomnia. Doctor says, how many hours you sleep? He says, at night I sleep for 10 hours. Without changing the position. After breakfast, again I sleep for 2 hours. With heavy snoring. But the problem is coming in the afternoon. I can't sleep in the afternoon. After lunch, I become restless. There is total lack of sleep in the afternoon. Please do something for this. The entire madness is the play of the mind. The mind makes up things. It projects, it imagines. Unless and until we come out of this trick of the mind, we cannot usher into a new world, a new dimension. So, Brahmacharya needs a vision. Brahmacharya needs a big why. Why with capital W? Why I have to do this? Brahmacharya needs a aim, a higher goal. That goal could be world service. That goal could be reaching at the pinnacle of your career. That goal could be search of the absolute, the truth, the highest truth, the greatest truth, the only truth. Then only Brahmacharya will become successful. The third is secret of archives. Our personality is our inner biography. Your private thoughts is your real character. If I show myself to be a monk in the marketplace, but within I am carrying the filth, the suppressed and the repressed sensual desires, the unresolved conflicts, outside I will be an irritable person, full of anger, who is flying into a rage at every trivial thing. The outside anger is nothing but the result of internal frustration. Because we are searching happiness outside. A poor man is unhappy because he has no bicycle. A rich man is unhappy because he has only 5 cars. But unhappiness remains the same. What I am within, that's very important. In the secret chambers of my heart, what I think, what are my imaginations, what do I see, what do I watch, what do I love, whom do I call, with whom I chat, with whom I call, talk. When the doors are closed, windows are closed, in that dark room, what I do is the real me. And if there is a difference in the two, it will be a sort of spiritual schizophrenia. I try to be like a yogi and inside a bhogi. In today's Avyakta Murli Baba said, this is a yogi life. It's not to sit in yoga for a few hours. It is yogi life. Yogi life is continuous. Yogi life is not a punctured tire. So I have to understand. The internal and external should sync. If it is not, you need to rewrite your biography. Erase the dirt, the past, the filth, the dirty, the foul, and rewrite a new biography. So that you become one continuous transparent melody. So these are the three secrets. The first is, don't suppress. Give it a new direction. The river is flowing. Let it reach the ocean. Don't try to stop it. If you try to stop a river, the river is tremendous. The river is impetuous. The river has carrying a momentum. If you stop that, it will inundate. It will flood. It will wreak havoc. So first is, Hydrodynamics of the soul means giving a new direction. Second, the fire. Brahmacharya is fire with direction. And Brahmacharya is frustration without direction. So Brahmacharya should have a vision. People come and say, what should I eat? Should I eat raw? Should I eat fruit? Should I do intermittent fasting? Should I go in liquids? Should I eat sprout? How many meals should I take a day? These are all stupid questions. It depends on who you are. The answer is who you are. How many hours should I sleep? Should I sleep 6 hours or 4 hours? How many hours you sleep? What is the answer to all of these questions? What time you get up? How many hours of yoga you do? What do you? How many books you read per day? How many Murlis you read per day? These are stupid and nonsensical questions. The answer depends on who you are. What to eat? It depends on who you are. How many hours to sleep? It depends on who you are. So, why is very important. If the why is not powerful, Brahmacharya will fall down. The third is secret of archives. It is to clear the inner recesses of the mind. Take a broom of purity and clean the nooks and corners of the inner chambers, the basements, the emotions. It's a big room and dark room, the dark chambers. And we have pushed our minds to live a dark lifestyle till now. So many toxic relationships. So many frustrations in those relationships. So many toxic careers. I had one friend. After MBBS, he straight away got DM cardiology. So he went to Mumbai and worked in the cardiology department. Within 1 year, he got frustrated. Every day, 300 patients in government hospital. He said, I don't want this. He again gave the entrance exam. Then he got ortho. Then he was doing orthopedic. But he realized it is absolutely mechanical. There is no use of brains. Just to cut and cut and cut. He gave up that. Then he got skin. Dermatology. But he found it is very boring. Patients don't recover like this. It is more of thankless job. You don't get a lot of praises. Right now, he is the general practitioner. He gave up this also. In his village. He is practicing there as an MBBS doctor. And quite famous as well. So there is so much frustration in the career. Unstability in career. Not understanding where to settle and what to settle. This is also the result of suppressed mind. It is to understand why. The vision. That is very important. And what is going on within? Outside we show we are very stable. Inside there is so much instability. Outside we show we are pure. While sensuality is breathing in and out within. So first is sit down. Understand. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba focused just on one word, Anubhav. Experience. This is very important. Anybody can speak, anybody can teach knowledge. What about experience? Anubhav, that is the final and the ultimate authority. So spirituality, Brahmacharya, should take birth in the womb of experience. Why you want to become pure? What is the real reason for becoming purity? Just because Baba has said, just because it has come in the Murlis, just because you are told, okay, purity is the greatest virtue and all those things. Is that the only reason? Unless and until purity becomes your passion, a burning desire, it comes from the very depth of heart. As if this is the only goal now. I seek 100% purity. Why? That why is important. I seek 100% control over my body. Why? This why is important. The vision is important. So, first, not suppression, but new direction. Second, a vision. And the third, make internal and external same. Otherwise, Baba calls these personalities as dangerous personalities, Khaufnak. Inside and outside, they are different. They are spiritual hypocrites. It is nothing but spiritual hypocrisy. Just because you have heard something and you try to do it, don't forget that God's Mahavakya's versions are not the hearsays borrowed from the scriptural gossips. They are the real, radiant truths. For that, silence is needed. Self-talk is needed. A deeper understanding is needed. A very clean and very clear intellect is needed that can see and penetrate the depths of things. A mind which is pregnant with such wisdom is the mind of a yogi. Om Shanti.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. Thank you. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? She did.